Furthermore, this native boatman claimed that during a stay in Vanikoro 6 years earlier, he had seen two Europeans belonging to ships that had run aground on the island's reefs many years before. Dillon guessed that the ships at issue were those under the Count de la Pérouse, ships whose disappearance had shaken the entire world. He tried to reach Vanikoro, where, according to the native boatman, a good deal of rubble from the shipwreck could still be found, but winds and currents prevented his doing so. Dillon returned to Calcutta. There he was able to interest the Asiatic Society and the East India Company in his discovery. A ship named after the search was placed at his disposal, and he departed on January the 23rd, 1827, accompanied by a French deputy. This new search, after putting in at several stops over the Pacific, dropped anchor before Vanikoro on July 7th, 1827, in the same harbor of Vanna, where the Nautilus was currently floating. There Dillon collected many relics of the shipwreck: iron utensils, anchors, eyelets from pulleys, swivel guns, an 18-pound shell, the remains of some astronomical instruments, a piece of stern rail, and a bronze bell bearing the inscription, "Made by Bazin, the foundry mark at Brest Arsenal around 1785. There could no longer be any doubt.